Born It Heaven, part of the Football Paradise Podcast Network. Eternal happiness in a podcast. Hello, Bill Mainwood here. Are you worried about the ownership of Watford Football Club? Are your concerns about Gino Pozzo giving you sleepless nights? When you get to Hornet Heaven, we'll be able to help by providing relaxing music to help you drop off. Fred and Val Gregory, the brothers who played for Watford before and after the First World War, have rearranged some Watford chants in the style of Gregorian chants.
Jake Livermore.
In Hornet Heaven, Fred and Val and their 1960s namesake Tony Gregory will sing for you whenever you need the peace and relaxation these beautiful compositions offer.
Since I was young, I followed thee.
With a whole range of Watford chants from down the years, the Gregories will soothe your cares.
If I had the wings of a sparrow, if I had the arse of a crow.
So, when you finally arrive in our afterlife, don't forget to ask me about our Gregorian chanting services.
Shit on the bastards below.
It's just another way that Watford fans can achieve perfect bliss in Hornet Heaven. Hornet Heaven, part of the Football Paradise Podcast Network. It's to die for.
Hornet Heaven. Reversal. Written by Ollie Wickham. Read by Colin Mace. Earth Season 2023-24. It all happened in March 2024. I'd been to the home game against Coventry. Watford had lost again. I was pretty sure the manager, Valerian Ishmael, would get sacked, and I was starting to worry we might get relegated. That evening, I took the dog out for a walk, and I remember thinking about how Watford had been in decline since 2019, and how badly they needed to reverse it. And that was when I heard a crash behind me. A split second later, I'm in a big glass building standing between shelves of football programmes. I feel like I've suddenly woken up, but I'm standing there with a programme in my hands and an old man speaking to me. He's wearing a white work coat. Well, I've listened to the Hornet Heaven podcast for years and I realise I'm in the Troy Deeney atrium and the man is Bill Mainwood. So, that's a bit odd for starters, because usually in Hornet Heaven, in the stories, you arrive at the bottom of Yellow Brick Road, or Occupation Road, as I think of it. But the really weird thing is that Bill seems to be speaking in Danish or Japanese or something. Well, I nod as if I've understood. But then, as I'm nodding, I wonder why I'm nodding, because I haven't understood a word of what he's saying. And then, really weirdly, I say something back to Bill, and it sounds like double Dutch. It's bizarre. I've no idea what I've just said to Bill. And then, when Bill leaves, he walks away. Backwards. Not looking where he's going. And then I walk away, exactly the same, in reverse, all the way out of the atrium. And I'm thinking, there's something wrong with Hornet Heaven. Now I'm going through the ancient turnstiles, backwards. I'm carrying the programme for the home game against Kaiserslautern in the UEFA Cup in 1983. I wasn't able to go to the game down on Earth. I always wished I could have been there. And now I am on the Vicarage Road terrace under the lights. It's magical. Except the game doesn't go the way it did originally. Before the action starts, the Watford players walk out of the tunnel, walking backwards too. Straight away they do a lap of honour and the crowd's absolutely ecstatic. Then Kaiserslautern walk out backwards, looking sick as parrots. Then the football starts. All of a sudden, without a kickoff, everyone's running backwards and passing backwards. It's even worse than watching Watford under Valerian Ismail, I think to myself. After a few minutes, the ball gets kicked onto the centre spot and a roar starts to build from the crowd. A Kaiserslautern player picks the ball up and throws it back to a defender who runs with it and places it in the net. Strange. The roar of the crowd reaches its loudest. Then it stops. The ball flies out of the goal towards Ian Richardson, who's lying on his back on the ground a few yards out. He gets up and the ball hits his foot and flies out to Richard Jobson on the wing. And that's how the whole match goes. It's not an easy watch, if I'm honest. Just like pretty much every Watford game in 2024. Towards the end, the ball flies out of Kaiserslautern's net a couple more times. Then the players run backwards into their starting positions and the whistle blows. The players have a warm-up. Zed Cars starts up. And the teams walk off the pitch. After that, I walk backwards to the ancient turnstiles and I'm thinking to myself, Ornette Evan definitely wasn't like this when I listened to the stories. I go back to the atrium, but not because I've decided I want to. I'm just going. That's another really weird thing that's happening, I realise. I'm not in control of my actions. It feels like those times when you're dozing and you have dreams about yourself where you don't feel you're you, if you know what I mean. You're watching yourself do stuff like you're a separate person. Yeah, it's hard to explain. Anyway, in the atrium, I start talking to a man I realise is Henry Grover, the bloke who founded the club in 1881. I reckon I know what he's going to say. It'll be something like, "Ah, greetings, Graham, old mammal. Did you have a lovely time at the Kaiserslautern game? The only shame about that night was the colour of our shorts. We wore black instead of the usual and sublime red. It almost ruined the whole result for me." But it comes out sounding a bit like Heider Helgerson probably sounds in his native language. Then Henry backs away and I sit down on the yellow leather sofas and I try to do some thinking. That's when I hear a group of younger fans barging backwards through the atrium, chanting something I can just about tell is that chant, "Since I was young." One of them's carrying an empty polystyrene tray and I watch him sick something up into his mouth, chew it, take it out of his mouth and put it on the tray. He does the same thing again and soon there's a meat pie on the polystyrene. It's disgusting to watch. Probably as disgusting as the pie if he got it at a match in the 1980s. Watching all this leaves me in no doubt what's going on. Time is going backwards in Hornet Heaven. I remember seeing a film called Tenet where this happened. They called it Time Inversion. And when I see Watford's winger from the 1970s, Larry McGettigan, walking past me backwards, I think to myself, you could call him an inverted winger now, which means he'd fit into Val Ismail's team. As he walks, Larry's chatting to his old teammates, Duncan Wellborn and Johnny Williams. These two you could call inverted fullbacks, but I wouldn't wish playing in Val's team on any of them, I think to myself. The next thing I hear is Derek Garston shouting out that the latest programme's in. But because time's in reverse, what happens is that the programme disappears from the shelves instead of arriving. And I think to myself, if this new game's the home game against Coventry I went to earlier down on earth, it's a good thing people can't get to it. And when I think this through a bit more, I realise that over the next few weeks, as time goes backwards, all of Val Ishmael's games will disappear from the shelves, week by week, match by match. They'll all be gone. And I can see the benefit of Hornet Heaven working like this. I'll go through the ancient turnstiles to a few more old games. First, I'll go to one of my favourite games of all time, the 4-3 win at home to Bolton in 1993 when Gary Porter scored a hat-trick. But it isn't as good as I remember. Watford score 4 in the first 20 minutes and then hang on while Bolton get 3 back. It's the same sort of thing at the FA Cup semi-final against Wolves. Extra time happens first, and we score halfway through. Then, in the first minute of normal time, Troy smashes home his penalty, and 10 minutes later, Gerard Deulofeu scores his wonder goal. Then Wolves dominate the game for the last 80 minutes. They score twice and should really score more. It's no fun at all. And it makes me realise how big of a role the timing of goals plays in how we enjoy football. But the Wolves game is better in one way. In 2019, it was the start of Watford's decline that, down on earth, I was thinking we needed to reverse. The way things happened in reality was that our Premier League form fell apart. We got gubbed in the cup final, we got relegated, and the misery began. But when time's in reverse, the win over Wolves is the start of 5 years of Watford's amazing players getting great results against the best teams in England. Back in the atrium, I have a think about whether I really do want the 2024 season to disappear from existence. And I realise I don't want it to. There's been lots about it I've enjoyed. The team's been a lot more likeable and more willing. I've only got impatient with them recently because the results have stopped coming. So even now, when I'm worried about the club going backwards, I don't wish this season had never happened. Plus, when I think about it more, I realise I don't like the idea that when time's going backwards, it's eating away at Watford's history. After a while, our spell in the Premier League under Gino Pozzo won't exist. Then both of the Graham Taylor eras will be gone. Watford will shrink as a club and spend decades in the lower divisions. Then we'll be in the Southern League for 25 years. Then we'll only play friendlies. I really don't like it. When Hornet Heaven's working like this, time is running out. And we'll be back at 1881. And then there'll be nothing. All the way back to the Big Bang at the start of the universe, billions of years ago. This isn't good, I think to myself. It's bad. It's so bad that I'd rather be watching Mileta Rajovic. I'm really worried now. I'll go through the ancient turnstiles to a match that's taking place in a meadow. Down on Earth, it was Watford's first ever game. In Hornet Heaven, where time's in reverse, it'll be the club's last ever. So this is how it'll end, I think to myself, with Henry Grover as a teenager booting a ball about with his pals, wearing shirts and knickerbockers. To be fair, it's, cute, in a way. But it's only cute when time is going in the right direction and everyone can look forward to better. Here, with time going backwards, wiping away every game from existence, it's not cute, it's rubbish. It's just a bunch of kids who aren't much cop playing football for the first and only time. And when the match rewinds all the way to the start, that'll be it for Watford Football Club. There'll be no more Watford Football Club. And this thought leaves me feeling devastated. When I was walking the dog down on earth, I'd been wanting to reverse what was happening at Watford, but now I... And suddenly I'm not in the meadow anymore. I'm staring at the ceiling of a hospital ward.
Aye. Hello, mate.
You're back with us? My brother's leaning over me.
You've been in a coma for 10 days.
You got hit by a car.
But you're going to be fine.
And I'm already trying to make sense of everything. Did I actually go to Hornet Heaven? Or was it some kind of fever dream?
It doesn't take long for my brother to start talking about football. Quite a bit happened while you were in a coma. We sacked Ishmael, and we made Tom Cleverley interim manager. And we won his first game, up at Birmingham, 1-0. I nod. That's good news. And my brother says, so, with a bit of luck, things are going in the right direction again. And I think to myself, thank God, the right direction. That's all I ask. Come on, you horns.
The End. Reversal was written and produced by Ollie Wickham. It was performed by Colin Mace. For more information on the Hornet Heaven stories, please visit hornetheaven.com. Thank you for listening.
Hornet Heaven, part of the Football Paradise Podcast Network. Stories about dead fans, for live fans.